This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
ZSJ is travelling tonight. She's flying away.
She's on the big jet tonight.
I'm on a plane to Dubai.
Yeah, we basically hate her. But so we can hate her even more.
Peter's going to hate.
She wants some help from you guys because last time we asked for travel advice on this show, you were so helpful. You gave us some great ideas.
Well, you got me the cheap flights to Dubai because I asked what were the sneaky tips of finding cheap tickets. And now that we've done that bit.
Yes, now we need another sneaky tip from you. Yeah.
Do you remember a time when flying was glamorous?
Yes.
You used to dress up to go to the airport and to travel on the planes.
Yes.
And the upgrade was a thing that was actually possible. We're maybe talking the 90s. I don't think it happens anymore.
I don't think I ever got an upgrade.
A free upgrade.
Never.
I'm too young for that. I only started flying when like the noughties.
Oh, shut up. Okay, so I'm going to Dubai. It's a very, very long flight.
It's a long flight.
So I'm going on Qatar Airways and it's 14 hours to Doha and then an hour and a half from Doha to Dubai. So 14 hours is a nice amount of time that you can sleep properly, you can get there. If you're not in a cramped seat in the middle of, exactly. How do I get an upgrade? There's got to be someone out there who knows. And I know it's difficult in this world of ours, blah, 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 blah. Seriously, though.
I have seen it done.
Yes.
I've seen people online going, upgrade.
What do you have to do? Is there a lie you have to spin? Is there some big tall tale that, I'm going to go surprise my long lost love, blah, blah, blah. I need to make sure that I'm well rested when I get there. What is the lie that works? I'm happy to lie.
Like a medical thing?
Maybe.
I was going to say. It's
but
like,
I don't think medical would maybe get you an emergency exit. I don't know if it would get you an upgrade.
See, I have to admit, I do get a lot of the exit rows a lot because I am tall.
You're a big guy.
Same. And you'd get that as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I can get an exit row, no worries. Like the secret for that is you check in online, then you go into the online check-in bag drop queue, and then when you're at the front, you ask for an emergency exit. You just need to get there early enough that they're still available. That's fine. Right. I will accept emergency exit if I have to. Best choice would be row of three so you can lie and sleep in them and stuff.
But the
ultimate unicorn of travel. I want the free upgrade to business class. How do you do it? I'm putting it to you, the Joy listeners. Come on. You can help me. This is your Christmas gift to me.
Do you have to know like some of the crew or the pilot or something?
Is anyone listening?
I think that helps.
Is there anyone listening who can give me an upgrade? I'm not shy. I'm not proud.
She'll do things for money.
Not money, an upgrade.
Monetary value.
I'll MC your birthday party. Don't care.
I was a little shocked. I was like, what were you going to do for the upgrade?
She works hard for the money.
She does have a great voice. She could MC your anything.
That wasn't a good example of it, by the way. I can sing better than that. Thank you so much for the text messages rolling in.
Oh, they're rolling in.
Yeah, we're trying to find SJ because she's going on a flight tonight to Dubai, which is very, very fancy. And we've had asked you guys for help because she would like to get an upgrade.
The mystical unicorn of flight travel. I want the free upgrade.
So the ongoing theme seems to be essentially ask nicely.
Cool.
As long as you don't have a discounted ticket. If you have a discounted fare, people are saying that's probably not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, so my ticket wasn't discounted.
It's an economy, but
I mean, flights at the moment are so ridiculously expensive anyway because it's the high season.
Yeah. Well, Kieran said because it's Christmas as well, the chances are really slim because everyone's travelling and they'll upgrade frequent flyers
I do have a frequent flyer card for the airline, but I haven't used it very much. But I do have one.
I mean, your chances are like, from what we're getting,
1%.
It's like very, very slim.
Yeah, because even Daniel says he's been upgraded a couple of times.
Yes.
Daniel from Paran. Hi,
yes.
He said, people presenting with tickets that are like sort of discounted don't usually get checked in to those places.
Okay.
However, people who have the full price tickets get upgraded first. Also, if you're a platinum member of a frequent flyer program,
what if
I lied?
You know, like, has anyone done that?
I reckon you have to be a good liar. What would you lie about, though? What would you say?
Okay, so I am on my way to Dubai to surprise my partner, who I haven't seen in a year. They don't know I'm coming. I really want to look fresh when I see them because I'm actually going to propose.
I don't think they'd care.
Mm. What? You don't
I
think so?
I know the whole stop the plane.
Though you could say it's your female partner, then you might get an upgrade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on. It's airline staff.
So profile my check-in person.
Oh yeah, profile them big time.
Okay, yeah, okay. So make sure they're on the Joy team.
We've had someone say it's actually pretty unlikely because they're usually full, and if they do have space in those upper class areas, they'll offer it to people to actually pay for it. Because people will just pay for it themselves and get the upgrade on the day rather than get it for free.
The one I really liked was basically. You can ask nicely.
Yeah.
It's free to ask nicely.
Yeah.
Then you have 14 hours to work through your rejection issues, which is really nice.
That's true. I'm mentally prepared to not get it. But, you know, I live in hope.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if anyone's got any, like, is there a secret little thing? Like, is there a medical problem that gets you an upgrade? I'm not too proud to fib.
We've just like had something infectious, maybe.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't let you on the plane.
Oh, yeah, true.
You'd be in the
fine line, Luke.
We've just had a message in saying, don't lie.
Hi, I've got Ebola. You're not on the plane.
No. You'd be in the hold with the puppy dogs.
Yeah, no, they'd be like, no flying for you.
No flying,
Great, thanks, Luke.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.